For Little Friends, as told by Anne Woodbury Moore. Baby Moses. My servant Moses is faithful. Numbers chapter 12, verse 7. Ask the person who reads this story to you to also read the questions that follow it. Color the pictures that show the right answers and make a big X through the pictures that are wrong. The Israelites lived in Egypt, and they were sad. Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, did not like them. He did not want more of them in his country, so he decided that they shouldn't have more babies. He said, "All Israelite baby boys must be thrown in the river and drowned." Jochebed, an Israelite mother, had a baby boy. She did not want him to die. She hid him for 3 months, but he was growing bigger and bigger. She couldn't hide him much longer. She was wise, and she had faith. She wove a basket and spread tar on it so that no water would get inside. Then she placed her baby in the basket, carried it to the river, and put it among the reeds. Jochebed told the baby's older sister, Miriam, "Watch it carefully." One day, Pharaoh's daughter walked along the river. She saw the basket. "Bring it to me," she told her maid. When Pharaoh's daughter saw the baby, she wanted to keep him, even though she knew that he was an Israelite baby boy. She said, "I will care for him as if he was my own child, and I will call him Moses." Miriam bravely went to her and said, "I know someone who can help you take care of Moses." "Good. Go get her," Pharaoh's daughter said. Miriam ran home as fast as she could to get Jochebed. Moses was safe, and his own mother was to help care for him. When he grew up, Moses became the ruler of the Israelite people and led them away from wicked Pharaoh. 1. What did Moses' mother make to hold him? A stroller? A basket woven of bulrushes? A swing? 2. Where did Moses' mother put him? In reeds along a river? In a cave? In a treehouse? 3. Who watched over Moses? A dog? An old woman? His older sister, Miriam. 4. Who found Moses? A doctor. Pharaoh's daughter. A shepherd. Frozen yogurt sandwiches by Renee Harding. 3 containers yogurt, any flavor. 1 container frozen whipped topping, FOD. Graham cracker squares. 1. Mix well the yogurt with the whipped topping. 2. Make sandwiches with the graham cracker squares. 3. Freeze for 1 hour, then enjoy. Sea Talk by Elizabeth G. Block. Ah, what does it do but tickle my toes, that curling tide of the sea? And what does it do but pickle my nose, that salty spray flying free? And what does it sigh as it comes and it goes, that sea voice heard only by me? A secret? A secret. Who knows it? Who knows it? Why, the mighty, mysterious sea, who whispered it, restless, in deep, tiptoe darkness, through the doors of my giant sandcastle, to me. Bottled sea storms and hurricanes. To make sea storms and hurricanes in a bottle, you will need a large, clean, clear plastic bottle with a screw-on lid, like a big soda pop bottle with the labels taken off. A funnel. 1/2 cup each of water, salad oil, and vinegar. Blue food coloring, glitter, sequins, and, optional, tiny circles of aluminum foil punched out with a paper punch. 1. Using the funnel, pour the water, then the oil, then the vinegar into the bottle. 2. Add a few drops of the food coloring. 3. Add the glitter, sequins, and aluminum circles, then put the lid on tight. To make a storm, gently swirl the bottle. To make a hurricane, shake the bottle. Good Books for Little Friends. Sing Me a Window by Elizabeth Lee O'Donnell. Sing Me a Night Song, a Soft Song, a Dream Song. The bedtime poem celebrates catching the wind, dancing in puddles, following rainbows and other childish joys in a way that will help lull any child to sleep. Just a Little Bit by Anne Tompert. While playing in the park, Elephant and Mouse decided to seesaw. When Elephant got on, Mouse couldn't get his end of the seesaw down. One by one, their friends climbed on Mouse's side. But no matter how hard they pushed down, nothing happened. Then a small brown beetle landed on Mouse's head and became the just a little bit of needed help. The Escape of Marvin the Ape by Carolyn and Mark Buhner. After his escape, Marvin did all sorts of fun things. He went to a baseball game, a fancy restaurant, a toy store, a park, and much more. Great silly fun. Can I Be Good? By Livingston Taylor. Although he's big, he's lovable, and he tries hard all day to be good. Ted Rand's wonderful pictures show him in all his difficult situations, with just the right expressions of his face and on the faces of all the people around him. The Toy Market by Martin Waddell. The toy maker's daughter was not strong enough to play outside with the other children, so he made dolls that looked like them. The dolls made Mary so happy that she grew strong. Many years later, she brought her granddaughter to the shop and found the beloved dolls. What happened then shows the love of all the people in the story for each other. A tender, easy-to-read story. End of the article for Little Friends.